Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, of which we have two for other high importance. Action item one is to open statements of qualification for the Pond Lane Detention Facility Construction Project. And so with that, since it's open statements of qualification, we're going to read off the names submitted, and then we're going to forward those to the legal and building department to go through the qualifications and bring back a recommendation to the board and with what their findings are after going through all of the statements of qualification. So do we have a list that's set up for them? We got it on the screen. Commissioner Van Beek, could I burden you with reading those out loud as they been collected?
Yep, I would be happy to, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sletton Construction received August 1st, 2025 at 11:55 a.m. Benetton Construction received August 4th, 2025 at 10:27 a.m. Oakland Construction received August 4th, 2025 at 1:31 p.m. Faber Construction received August 4th, 2025 at 2:06 p.m. McCormick Construction received August 4th, 2025 at 2:25 p.m. ESI received August 4th, 2025 at 3:05 p.m. CM Company received August 4th, 2025 at 3:23 p.m. Core received August 4th, 2025 at 3:24 p.m. Kreisenbeck Constructors received August 4th, 2025 at 3:49 p.m. and HC Company received August 4th, 2025 at 4:13 p.m.
Okay, and we didn't receive anything late. This is all that we've received. Okay, so I would make a motion that we acknowledge this on public record and that they be handed over to legal and facilities department, and they'll put together a subcommittee to go through the qualifications and bring back a report. So I make that motion.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So that'll be on the agenda coming into the future. I'm not going to state a expected time frame for that, but it'll be as quick as we can turn that around. Second, yes. Yes. Thank you.
So the notice of ranking, we should have the top two, top three by the 19th of August. Okay. So we'll be back in front of you guys and give you our top two or three.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Pretty exciting. I'm glad that we received that many proposals. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you.
Chairman, can I make a comment?
Yes.
So for the public that doesn't think this board is moving forward, the board is moving forward in tandem with law enforcement to actively get a women's facility in place. So we need it. We toured the jail last Friday. Thank you to our officers. We have two lieutenants here today representing the sheriff's office. It is as much time spent in the jail for a deputy as it is for an inmate, and we appreciate their service. That facility is fully depreciated. So we are moving forward, and we have made provision for that in the budget, and I appreciate the process here today. Thank you for the contractors that showed up to just be a part of this process. It is a great response.
All right. Thank you. Yep. All right. The next action item we have is open bids received for fiscal year 2026 Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Monitoring Well Project. And I'll have Commissioner Brooks read these into the record.
Mr. Chairman, the first one is for Abundant Water Wells Incorporated with a bid amount of $314,020.
Okay. Oh, let's say when they were.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so that one was Monday, August 4th, 2025 at 4:55 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
And then the one I just opened is for the same one. So we had an email, we had an email copy and then a
hard copy confirmation.
Hard copy that was mailed.
Okay, perfect.
Brought in a manila envelope.
All right.
Thank you. The second one is from Hiddleston Drilling and Pump Company. In the amount of $412,926.24. It was received on August 4th, 2025 at 2:25 p.m. Last one here is from Cascade Exploration. It was received on August 4th, 2025, 2:40 p.m. They do not have the same document that the other two have. Mr. Chairman, I am not seeing the document with the dollar amount on it, so...
Is there anything else in the envelope?
Let's go.
Is it for the same...
Strategic for... Notice of application to establish spacing unit for stratigraphic test well. Is that the same thing?
Do you have an opinion, Dave?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is for landfill monitoring well project, invitation for bids. There should have been, in the notice, it should have been pretty straightforward on the application and how it was to be presented. I don't know, maybe we could get...
So, yeah, we're not sure that this is exactly a bid for services. There is no dollar amount that you had on any page that I'm scanning that would give you a dollar amount. So we'll take that under advisement. It may or may not be a legal bid. So we have at least two bids, and discussion. Dave, do you have any discussion or legal?
Is there, I guess, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just a question for Zach, maybe, or Aaron. With two bids, are we able to continue moving forward, or do we need to put it back out?
This was a full notice, and so whatever. We don't need a minimum of three just because we've done public. And so what we'll need to do is review those bids, see what qualifies, and then go to the lowest bidder.
Okay. What, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, what I can tell you that the two that we did receive did attend the walk around on site meeting.
Okay.
Earlier in the month. What was that on? Well, I guess it was last month, but we did have a pre-bid conference on July 16th at the landfill, and these two bidders were present at that.
At that, okay.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
That's for the director, and we've had other well drilling projects in the past at the landfill. Does that require special qualifications in order to do that?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, there are. One of the big ones that you might be referencing is they do need to be licensed in the state of Idaho for Idaho Department of Water Resources. So we will certainly make sure that is, you know, part of the qualifications. And I believe both of those bidders are licensed as far as I know.
Okay. So that would answer my question. And I'm just refreshing my memory, but Deputy PA Wesley stated that they would be going through these vendors to make sure that they met the qualifications needed to drill out there and put the project in place.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll review the bids first at the landfill, and then we will refer them back over to the PA's office to dot any I's and cross any T's on qualifications, etc., before we make a recommendation.
Thank you.
So for the public record, it appears that we really only have two qualifying bids. The Cascade Exploration is a submittal that has nothing to do with these wells. They're more for oil and gas, and this was not specifically requested submittal, and definitely doesn't have anything to do with this bid opening. All right. I'd make a motion that we accept these two bids as presented, and that they go through the process with both the staff at the landfill and with legal, and that they come back with a recommendation after reviewing.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll bring these. Is there either any legal issues that we need to deal with on open record? I know that I have at least one issue for executive session.
Chairman, I just need to ask a question. I saw on this, on our email, that there's a attached bid for Abundant Water. Was that one of them? I know we had.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. I called Deputy PA Wesley yesterday and asked for a discussion under C.
On executive session?
Correct.
And there's also, we need to meet with legal counsel on another issue besides that. So
okay.
We do D and F, so C, D, and F.
Okay, perfect. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection C, regarding acquisition of interest in real property, D, regarding records exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding eminently likely litigation.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton is yes. So motion carries unanimously. So let's recess into executive session, please.